From WGCU News, I'm Julie Glenn. The annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day March drew hundreds to downtown Fort Myers Monday. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone was there.
Carolyn Massey Harden stands outside Dunbar Jupiter Hammond Library in a t-shirt honoring her soldiers.
My mother, who's right here, her picture, Ida, and my brother, John, they were in the Bloody Sunday from Selma, Alabama.
What became known as Bloody Sunday was a brutal confrontation between civil rights marchers heading to Montgomery and state troopers who charged the crowd, beating them with nightsticks and deploying tear gas. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was in Atlanta that Bloody Sunday in 1965, but he traveled to Alabama when he heard the news, calling it the greatest confrontation so far in the South.
I march every year in honor of my mom because she lost a child in that Bloody Sunday. And I figured she was willing to get out there and risk her life and an unborn child to march for the rights and the freedom of people. Then I feel like, why should not?
Though Massey Harden was one of the first to arrive to the commemorative march, soon hundreds joined her for the nearly 2-mile trek to Centennial Park, all the while singing gospel songs.
I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine.
That's Earl Sparrow behind the megaphone. He's a member of the local alumni chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha, the first African-American fraternity, which Dr. King himself was a member of. Sparrow's brothers are leading the crowd down Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, carrying a banner that displays Alpha Phi Alpha's motto. First of all, servants of all, we shall transcend all. Sparrow hangs back, singing Amen on high for the rest of the route.
Without the elders and the ancestors that came before us, we wouldn't even be standing in this park right now. We wouldn't be able to march with a police escort. Instead of being escorted by the police, we'd be escorted to a paddy wagon to go downtown for civil disobedience.
Sparrow says it's heartening seeing the youth involvement in commemorative marches like this. Florida Gulf Coast University's Multicultural and Leadership Development Program filled the center of the crowd in a sea of blue tees, and the group was caboosed by the Dunbar High School Marching Band. Massey Harden says she has a reason to march, but she hopes the younger generation realizes that they do too.
You know, it's not about just going to the park and walking around eating. You know, we got to keep the history alive, what happened, and it's still happening. And unfortunately, it seems like it's gotten worse instead of better.
Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Fort Myers.